Welcome to the D&D podcast. Kano should be along with us here pretty soon. I guess he went to get some food.
Not sure why he needs food, but, you know, there you go. we'll have him do the disclaimer when he gets on and et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, I guess I'm going to monologue. We got this wonderful magazine called Acres. And, so actually, I've got a number of problems tonight. My phone says the charge on it's only good until about 9 o'clock. I hope it's wrong. So I was reading this article here about a farmer who basically he's working on using organic techniques and such. He's got some ideas for soil improvement. He prefers not to till, but he'll use a tiller. And one of the techniques he's using to till weeds in his field is he gets a hold of these, silage tarps. Right? They got these great big bags. They're about 300 feet long, and I forget what the overall width on them is, but they blow them full of grain, all right? And they use them for silage, you know, and, well, actually, I got that wrong. Okay, these tarps, the silage tarps, they blow full of corn husks and straw and whatever and ferment it. But they also have these grain bags that they fill with grain instead of sending them up into a silo. Anyway, but they're similar. Okay, and the silage tarps that he's talking about, they're UV treated, so no sunlight gets through them. They're black on one side and white on the other. And so, you know, when you're driving down the field and you see some, they'll be white. And they'll have black on the inside and basically they don't let any light in. But if you were to slice open the bag and lay it out flat, it would cover quite an area on your ground and it would, you know, cook the weeds underneath. You know, especially if you watered it real well just before you stretched the tarp over it. So, anyway. Brad, that'll leave you with bare soil when you get done, but, you know, hopefully you'll plant something into it immediately so it won't be bare for long. And I suppose I could read that article to you. Let me see. I'm sure there's some more ideas I haven't caught yet. Let's see now. Bio-intensive growing. Farmer builds success with market diversification. Okay. This is from the September 2017 copy of Acres. Starts on page 46. All right. The article is by Francisca Camillo. Hope I didn't murder her name. Anyway, in 2016, Jodan Marr and his family moved across Okanagan Lake to establish Unearth Fine Veggies and Herbs, an organic farm in Kelowna, British Columbia. He's now on 6 leased acres after shuttering his previous 2-acre farm. The Homestead Organic Farm in Peachland. Unearth is also adjacent to the vast forested Mission Creek Regional Park. Since the acreage of his Ah, hello, Kano.
Hello, and welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com.
Yeah, you just saved our listeners from listening to me read an article.
Where we talk about everything, including, but not limited to, Dungeons and Dragons!
What's that?
I don't know. Good God, man, I gotta get out of Texas. There's the dumbest people down here. I swear I'm surrounded by stupid.
You're dumber than Missourians?
God.
Worse than Oklahomans?
I don't know. Fucking idiots. Anyway.
More maniacal than Californians?
I don't know. They're just dumb. Dumb, da-dumb, dumb.
Well, then you're in a sad state, because I think this planet is filled with dumb.
Yeah, I know. I'm surrounded by them.
Yeah, including me.
No comment.
Hey, I've been trying to set up the solar panels today. Well, my biggest problem is determining how I'm going to hook up the truck. And I came to the conclusion, I'm going to attach the control panel behind the seats here on the wooden board that separates the box truck from the rest of the truck. Would you be opposed to me drilling a hole in this board back here so there's access to run wires for the battery cables for future use?
As long as it's sealed properly so that there's no leakage, which reminds me, we got to seal the other part that leaks.
Yes. The cab, the leak is between the cab and the actual box truck.
Yeah.
So, I'm thinking...
That won't work.
Well, I'm thinking the old seal needs to be yanked out and replaced. So... I'll look into that. I'll see what needs to be gotten to do that. And I don't know. Maybe get some of that black spray that supposedly seals everything.
Won't Gakko do that?
Yeah, I could probably Gakko it in the meantime. It's not like it's moving around. First time you move the truck, though, it might break it. But other than that...
Well... Flex seal is the thing that you're talking about, and it'll do the same thing.
Okay.
Flex seal is thinner than Gakko.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. You got this black foam stuff that you spray, and it seals leaks. It looks like expanded, but I don't know.
Nah, I could be wrong.
Yeah, it looks sort of like fluffed tire, recycled tire when you get done, from what I've seen.
Weirdness.
Yeah. Anyway, I've currently got one 100-watt solar panel propped on the hood of your truck with the hood open. It receives sunlight until about 1:30 in the afternoon, at which point the shadow of the truck overbears it and then the shadow of the tree. I inspected the roof. I plan on moving the panel up there. If we plan on moving the truck around for any reason whatsoever, the panel should not be permanently mounted because I have to have their positions changed every time you move the truck. But right now I'm looking at the panels would receive sunlight until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So... I've had this panel hooked directly up to the battery most of the day, and for whatever reason, the battery has not received a charge. So, I don't know.
Me neither.
I'll probably... I don't know, can this truck run off of a marine battery?
I don't know.
They got those deep cycle marine batteries.
I don't see why not.
Well, if I can't come up with a solution before I buy my, scooter, I'll probably invest in that kind of battery. But I'm thinking,
we don't
do what?
It's not like we drive it down the road all the time. So, you know, it would act as a generator, and marine batteries are typically what they use for those type systems.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm just thinking that this battery got shot. It's a year old.
It wasn't shot. Somebody started jacking with it.
Yeah, well.
You tear up batteries. Like, I don't know. I don't know anybody who's as bad as hard on batteries as David Ray.
All I'm doing is charging my phone.
Right. And not recharging the battery or keeping a maintenance charge on the battery.
Well, you got a receipt on this one?
It's past the warranty.
It's only a year old.
Yeah, but it was one of those refurbished that only had a 60 or 90 day warranty.
Gotcha. All righty. Gotcha.
But yeah, the one in my, both the other pickup trucks are still operational and they're the same battery. Got them at the same time.
Yeah, the one you got for the white pickup, it was really good. It handled what I was doing quite well.
But you were driving it every day.
Yeah, not always, but yeah.
So, yeah, that battery.
Oh, does this have the green dot in it?
Should. It's the same battery.
Okay, I know that if I can get it charged again and keep it well charged, the dot will turn green again. Okay. All right, so maybe I pull it out tomorrow and take it to Bill and Shirley's and charge it up. John has a charger over there.
All right.
All right, so I'll pull it tomorrow and see if I can get charged up. And then the 100-watt solar panel should maintain it. But yeah, I was thinking, unless you got objections, I was thinking about putting the control panels in here and then taking a lead and, I got to figure out which fuse I blew. And plug the whole system in through the cigarette lighter. Because I don't figure you should start the truck with it attached to the solar system, solar panels.
Okay.
I mean, it might be all right. I'm just thinking, even though the charge controller says it can handle all sorts of stuff, you know, it claims to be impervious. I would rather not find out the hard way it wasn't. Anyway. So. All righty. Well, I've been reading this Acres magazine that we received in our mailbox.
Cool.
And it's got some interesting articles in it. One of them was on growing medicinal herbs. I thought, great. Read the whole article. It barely names the medicinal herbs that you can grow. It doesn't mention anything as far as technique.
Nice.
It does talk an awful lot about marketing and...
Well, it's not that complicated. You just put the seeds in the ground, add some water, and poof, they grow.
Yeah, that worked real good for the gourds. That worked great for the sunchokes. I'm not so sure it's working so great for the sweet potatoes or the potatoes. And I'm going to have to get another batch of walking onions unless by some miracle they spring up again from the patch that I planted next spring. But I haven't successfully spread any around, even though I got seeds off of them.
We need to grow some walking dead.
No. I think we are the walking dead.
Well,
I think we need to shock some life into ourselves and cease to be the walking dead. I think that's why they sent us to 12 years of public school, is in order to take living souls and turn them into the walking dead. Transform them from men made in God's image into man or other animals.
I think I'd rather be a manimal.
I don't think you do. I think you're pretty miserable as one. You were raised as one, and...
Yeah.
All those idiots in Texas that you're complaining about? Those are mammals.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of an idiot myself. I had the opportunity to get this beautiful woman's phone number, and I blew it.
Eh, that's typical male behavior.
I blew it.
Yeah, I read another app, another article. It was the top apps for smart farmers. I don't like the idea of using Google, but check out a program called Google Keep.
I'm done with Google. I hate Google. I'm divorcing Google.
All right, then don't check a program called Google Keep.
I'm gonna spend twice what the phone's worth, probably three or four times what the phone's worth, and buy an iPhone just so I don't have to deal with Google Play. And I'm getting rid of anything. I'm not subscribing to anything Google if I can help it.
Well, now you got another problem.
Yeah, I know. They're everywhere.
Apple is just another version of Google.
Yeah, but I'm just pissed.
As a matter of fact, it's more insidious.
Well, then I guess I'm getting rid of my smartphone. I'm not going to have smartphones anymore.
Because you'll have to go to, I don't know what they call it, but I think they call it the App Store or something like that. You're going to have to go through Apple's.
Well, I know.
Centralized program source.
Well, I know. Apple has their own Google Play, if you will.
And I think they charge for every program, regardless of how simple and stupid and insidious it is.
Yeah, I know. I don't hardly use any programs.
Well, then what's your problem with Google Play?
Google.
Yeah, but if you don't use any of their apps and programs in the first place...
I just hate Google.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
What the hell? My laptop's not charging.
Yeah, that's another thing. I broke down and bought a laptop, and I can't use it.
Maybe it's the plug.
I tell you what, once I get the system up and charging batteries properly, the charge controller will supposedly prevent me from draining the battery down below 50%. And that's the main problem. So.
Yeah, this tire inverter is shot.
Tire inverter?
The power inverter.
Power inverter. Okay, I was like, what?
It's broke. It's no good anymore.
Nice. Wait. So, has your company paid you anything yet?
I won't know till Tuesday.
Right.
They sent me an invoice. Wow. Okay, yeah, this power runner shot. Good thing I think I have another one.
Would it be possible for you to get all of your pay via cash advances?
No. I earn more than that.
Okay, so there's a limit to how much you can get out of the cash advance. And it's,
yeah,
and it's,
no,
not,
that, but
and
they,
it's not your
they
paycheck.
Charge, and no, that, but they charge you every time you get a cash advance.
Right. So it kind of eats up your normal money.
Yeah.
The only so if they're paying you properly, you shouldn't have had to get a cash advance many times.
Well, the only reason why I'm getting my cash advance now is because I'm afraid I'm not going to get a paycheck.
Right. Yeah, you definitely need to grab the sheriff. You also need to keep track of your cash advances and send them a bill when you leave saying, listen, because you didn't pay me in a timely fashion, I had to get cash advances, which you charged me for.
I can't do anything about that. That's a standard.
You can send them a bill. They can ignore
it.
True.
True.
But you can get it on the record by sending them the bill. And if you make a point of contacting them every month, eventually you can take a small claims court with the interest.
Problem is, by that time, this company's not going to be around. He's going to dissolve the company.
So you send the bill to the owner. Who you figured out who it is?
Oh, I figured. I know who the owner is. That's how I don't
yeah,
follow.
When and when the interest and the service fees get high enough, you take a small claims court. He's not going to show up. You'll get a judgment against him, and you'll get yourself a free truck.
Yep.
Because the sheriff will help you repossess it. You'll just have to be careful about your research and make sure it's a free truck that actually belongs to him. Not one he's renting.
Well, thing of it is he puts he's got all of his assets in a leasing company. Which he owns separate from this company.
Yeah. Pretty smart.
And you almost can't hardly touch it. I mean, I basically learned how to do that from Donald Trump in 2007.
Okay. Well, hopefully he didn't put his house in that. So you take his house and trade him for a truck.
Yeah, there you go. So, Pepper Vine.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to look at the leak. I didn't want to waste my battery charge. I shut off my data and all that other neat stuff so that hopefully we can make it through at least an hour.
Well, I didn't read all of it, but it is an edible.
Yep.
It's a spicy grape.
A spicy grape.
Yeah.
It doesn't look related to a grape.
It's got a sweet grape flavor to it. It doesn't quite taste like a grape, though. But it does have a kind of a sweet taste to it. But It's got a bite to it as well.
Hey, I like spicy.
Yeah, I thought you might like it.
Yeah, I saw the deal. It only showed Texas. Doesn't look like it spread too far north of Texas.
Oh, no. It had Texas, Arkansas, Oklahoma.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
So yeah, it might reach up to here.
Yeah.
All right, bring some seeds.
I got a whole McDonald's cup full of berries.
All right. Yeah, it said something about making wine out of it.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll make an interesting vinegar.
It says the juice tastes very similar to grape juice. And can also be used to make a grape-like jelly. Or even turn it into wine. Not much has been studied regarding the medicinal use of peppervine, but some chemical constituents of the berries have medicinal applications. One forager noted she would only eat between 5 and 10 berries at one time, but that they contain large quantities of a word I cannot pronounce, also known as another word I cannot pronounce.
Some chemical.
Which is also present in elderberries.
Oh, okay.
And is purported as, I think it's a typo, but it says purported to be effective in combating virus.
Oh, okay.
Various flu viruses.
Yeah.
It's good for hangovers, alcohol poisoning. That's about it.
Okay, so there's some crossover stuff there. And apparently it's a decorative. It has a nice bright flower. An ornamental.
Yeah, and I'm a flower-aholic, so I might actually like the flowers better than the berries.
Flowerivore.
A flowervore.
Yeah, something like that.
Florivore.
Yeah, he said aholic, as if he drank them.
I'm a flower-aholic. Well, I'm a chocoholic, too. I'm a flower chocoholic. But, yeah, it does kind of a... that's probably why they call it pepper vine, because it kind of burns like... You know, it's kind of like a black pepper kind of a burn when you eat it.
Okay.
But
and thus it says to eat only small quantities to see how your system handles it.
Well, some people don't like spice. I mean, you like spice. I'm not really a big fan. So for you, you might, you know, overindulge. Me, not so much.
Right. Well, as long as it's not like porcelain berry. The leaves on it reminded me of trumpet flower, but... The fruit is completely wrong because trumpet flower has these beans with that when you pop them open, they're full of these flakes with the seed in the middle of each flake. So they drift on the wind. So just by the berries alone, it shows they're not related.
There was some of that nearby, but not that nearby. And then I saw some beans or peas growing with these, like somebody threw some peas or beans out, and they grew.
Yep.
But I didn't pick them. I started to, but I didn't pick them because I wasn't sure what they were and if they were edibles.
Well.
But. My company's mad at me right now.
And?
My dispatcher's mad at me. I told him I can only work till 8 o'clock, right? Because that's when I run out of hours. He's like, all right, go pick up this load. And I'm like, okay. So I went and picked up the load, went to the truck stop, parked, told him my ETA will be 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. They got mad that I wasn't going to deliver it tonight. They go, we need you to deliver this load first. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm out of hours. And you're like, well, from now on, don't be picking up loads unless you can deliver them. It's like, well, you guys, you know, Micah, their boss, told me to pick up the load regardless. If I can pick up the load, then shut down, then deliver the load because he wants to secure the load so nobody else gets it.
Right.
So now they're bitching at
Which
me.
Which probably makes the customer mad when they go, hey, where's our stuff?
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. I'm in trouble for doing what I'm told to do.
Now, see, when I worked for Western Messenger, I had an answer to that. It's called another driver came and picks up the load from you. I don't know. You know, they secured the load, and, you know, you park in the truck stop and separate yourself from the load, and the other driver comes and picks it up. I don't know. Is there something unkosher about that among truckers?
I don't know.
Okay, because that's Western Messenger did that all the time with packages. You know, it didn't matter who delivered it, just as long as, you know, it was delivered. You know, and as long as it was picked up and delivered, it didn't matter if it stayed in the same hands the whole time. So, I don't know, with trucking it may be different, I don't know, but to do that, they would have had to know ahead of time that you were almost out of hours, which you told them, and they would have had to think about that.
Oh, now the guy who told me that is saying that he never told me nothing of the sort.
Right. In other words, you need to start recording whatever they tell you.
Yeah. Fucking idiot. Now he's saying, I definitely don't remember that. Like, well, I do. I'm just trying to remember the other guy that I was with when he told me to do that.
Right. So you need a witness.
Yep.
Who, for the sake of keeping his job, might not testify in your favor?
He's probably not even here. Fucking nobody. sticks around with this shitty ass company. I swear I'm not coming back. Oh, fuck. These people. Oh, I did find out, though, that hard hat thing that we were talking about last week. It's a general rule, but apparently Halliburton doesn't enforce it. They enforce it amongst their people, but not with the carriers, not the drivers.
Right. Well, I was noticing that Joe had three different colors of hard hats.
Yeah,
I was about to ask him, but...
Yeah, we should practice it. I noticed that this new well that I'm on now, they practice it as well. So, because I was paying attention to what color hats people were wearing and whatnot. So, but, yeah. Oh, well, what the hell. Doesn't
so whatever
matter.
You do not talk to the guy with the purple hat.
Purple hat.
The purple hard hat.
I don't know that there is a purple hard hat. There's a pink one. But I won't be wearing it.
What's pink stand for?
Girl.
Is there a blue one?
Probably. Like I said, most of these people have color codes, so it's like you can only wear certain colors. Pink is not one of them. Halliburton, the only colors they had was green, red, and gray. And red basically replaced white because red was their color. All their uniforms were all red.
Okay.
So, yeah, the rookies wore green. Everybody else had red hats, except for the supervisors, and they all had gray.
Right.
Now, the well that I'm on, the regular people have white hats.
Right. Hey, I just figured out how I can get a ride to town.
Yeah, I don't even know where I'm going to go work next. I was going to go to Sandbox, but then this other driver that was here, he's got a few of his trucks, and he went somewhere else. And he kind of wants me to come work for him, but I can't start with him for a whole month.
Why not?
Because he's only got one truck that's legal right now, and he's driving it. But he's got a couple other trucks, but he's got to go back to his hometown to get them. And he's not going back there till the 15th.
Well, maybe he can hire you to go pick it up.
He's got to go get it legal and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about, so I was talking to a couple other drivers, and half the drivers are having money problems, the other half are not. And what I'm learning is that basically they only pay you for your loads. They don't pay you anything extra, even if they say they do. They don't. They only pay for your loads. That's it. So, I just won't do anything extra. I'm like, nope, you said I got paid for that before, and I never got paid for that, so I'm not doing that.
Right.
Type of thing. So I thought about coming back and just working 3 more weeks and then quitting. And going
to work. You're very picky about what you will and will not do.
But
well, my experience from Western Messenger is that will actually cut you off from jobs because the dispatcher won't dispatch you.
Well, and I hate this dispatch that we have. They're a bunch of idiots. They're dumber than most dispatches I have to deal with in the past. They tell you one thing, then they tell you another, and then they say they never said that, which is normal in the trucking industry, probably normal in any industry. Like, oh, I never said that. Bullshit, you never said that.
It was normal in the post office.
Yeah, so, you know, it's whatever.
Yep.
I'm just tired of working for a bunch of liars. So, and scam artists. So another option I have, if I'm going to go work for this owner-operator, which I'm kind of scared to do, but I don't know. It's like, if I go with him, I might have the opportunity to get my own truck and have my own truckerdate.com truck.
Woohoo!
Yeah. And then, you know, but I don't know. It's a gamble. It's a risk.
Yeah.
And it's one that I don't know that I can afford to take. But, so, if I do decide to go with him, I can always go do disaster relief or recovery, whatever it's called.
All right.
My mom's got a guy that she works with on the railroad that referred me to this other guy who does this disaster recovery stuff. And he's down in the Gulf doing it. And it pays $1 a yard, a square yard or something like that. Basically, I got this big boom crane debris and put it in the back of the deal and haul it off. And he said, I can make $600 a day.
Okay.
He says. Well, that they said here I can make $500 a day. Bull crap.
Right.
Best you can do here is 200, unless you run unsafe and illegal and be hyped up on dope so you don't ever sleep. I'm like, fuck that, I don't do that shit.
Right.
So I don't know what this disaster relief entails. The biggest thing is it's going to be a learning experience, kind of like this ordeal. I've never done this either, you know, hauling fracks. The well fracking industry. Never done it, so it was a learning
experience.
Did you
see any more fracking rocks you can bring home?
No. Do we still got that one?
I'm sure you do.
I think it might have got left at Kim's.
Really?
I don't know. I haven't seen it in a long time.
We'll have to figure that out. Because it looked like, you know, a pottery explosion is what it looked like. And I think that's what it was. I think it was a bunch of clay that got superheated and turned into instant rock.
Perhaps. Yeah, well, I mean, they pump acid down the wells to break up the stuff. They mix sand with acid. And it's the acid that probably had a chemical reaction with the clay or whatever in me to do that. And probably the heat.
It just looks like a superheated clay is what it looks like. And it looks like it exploded. And it froze in its exploded form.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's why I brought it home.
Yep.
What was I doing there? Oh, that was when I was doing drive away, and I was hauling frac tanks to
yeah.
the. I wasn't actually, you know, doing any, I was just hauling the tanks to the well people, and I saw that rock there. I was like, "Whoa, what's this?" He goes, "Oh yeah, that's from the, from whenever they." They do the fracking or whatever. I was like, "Can I have it? Can I take
I'm,
it?" Yeah, we got thousands.
I bet you if you hauled a bunch of those off, you could sell them. Tell people exactly what they are. Yeah, they're frack rocks. Fracking rocks.
They're frack rocks. Frackle.
Yeah, they're frack rocks.
Fraggle
yeah,
rocks.
We've been fracking Mother Earth, and this is the result.
Yeah.
This is her orgasm.
That's retarded.
Well, it is. Shouldn't be fracking Mother Earth.
Yeah.
Not that way, at least.
No. So, but I'm about tired of it. But, I don't know, I mean, if I go work for with this other guy, he basically... It's going to be hauling frac sand, too. It's just going to be in a different way, which is not as bad. I don't like doing the pneumatics, hauling sand and blowing it off. I got sand everywhere. It's like I feel like I constantly have sand in my eyeballs, and I can't get it out. It's so I'm just... I got a couple more days of that. But I can call it tomorrow if I want.
Next time you come in town, how many loads of sawdust can I talk you into helping me haul over to the land?
That depends.
It's all travel time and loading and unloading. I think that's the main component that I really need to have lots of on hand. Everything else I can skip. I need cardboard, and I need organic matter, and then I need a mulch that I can put on top that's seed-free, and that'd be sawdust. Now the black compost from the Seed Husk place, that'd be great. And, but I don't need it. I can get by without it. So.
I got sand in my nose.
Sand everywhere.
Yep.
Just be glad you're not in Orlando.
Yeah. Oh, here's the other thing, too, doing this business. It makes me feel like I'm that guy on, that guy. You've seen, Avatar?
What now?
Have you seen Avatar?
Yeah. The blue people. Big, tall blue people.
Yeah, you know, and basically, he comes from Earth.
Yep.
And interesting. They're selling helmets. Wow. Oh, you can actually wear them. But anyways, he tells them to not let these people get away with destroying their planet like they destroyed their own planet.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of how I feel when I'm out here doing this.
Because you're helping...
Well, not just that, but I mean, it's just... Hang on a second, I'm going to try this helmet on. Pretty cool. Now if I can only figure out how to secure it so it doesn't fall off when I'm in battle. Okay, so anyways. They're not that expensive either. They're only like $60.
Okay.
It's wild. Anyways.
I don't think I'd spend $60 on a helmet.
Oh, here's one with the strap. This is how you hold it on. This one looks like it's in better shape. Better quality. No, it's not. It's made out of pleather.
Pleather?
Pleather. It's got pleather in it. It won't last that long. But all you have to do is fix the inside and make it last longer.
Mm.
Yeah, it looks pretty sturdy. And take a good blow from a sword, maybe even a bullet. Hey, I'm going to try this helmet on.
Those kind of helmets. Yeah.
All right, I can't wear this one with glasses. I have to have eye surgery. Never mind. Okay, moving on. That's cool, though. I just can't believe they have them that cheap. I would expect that, you know, somebody molded armor, it would be more expensive. But anyhow, yeah, I mean, when I'm out here in these, where we're fracking and all this other crap, I mean, it's desolate. It's like, it reminds me of Mother Earth in that movie where it was just desolate, and it's like sand and dust and dirt just all over the place. There was no life on the planet anymore. They destroyed it. And that's how I feel when I'm out here in the desert fracking.
Right.
Part of it, mind you, is that I'm in the desert, but, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, they do it in places where other people aren't going to observe. You know.
They do it where other people want them to do it. I mean, we're doing it on farmlands where, the last well was on. We were driving through cattle, a cattle field to get to the well.
Yep.
So there's cows all around. You had to be careful not to step in their poo.
Right.
While we were staged in the staging area waiting to go in the well. You know.
Yep.
But the cows were friendly enough. I mean, they wouldn't let you pet them or anything.
But they're used to seeing people and trucks, and they.
Yeah. You know. So, anyways, the farmer wants them there. Because they're like, hey, money!
Oh, yeah. I'm making money off of the remnants of petroleum that you pull out of the ground underneath my farm.
Yep.
Makes more money than the cattle you're poisoning.
Yeah.
So. Besides, I can get those off the market before they die. Yeah. Oh boy.
Well, he conceded.
No, he admits now that he told you to grab it before.
No. He said he doesn't remember, but he concedes.
Right. Like, okay, so you can't deliver it. But now,
you're over your hours. So you can't assist them in transferring the trailer, really. But what if another driver came up to take the trailer?
Oh, that's perfectly fine.
Okay. Which is what they should be doing if they need it delivered now.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow I'm going to be swapping trailers with another driver anyway, so he can come up and get it if he wanted to, but he probably don't want to. He wants my trailer. He don't want my load. He knows I'm quitting.
Right.
He's quitting too. He just hasn't found. He hasn't got a backup plan yet.
Nor do you. Nor do you.
True. Well, I've got 13 backup plans. I just don't know which one I'm picking.
Oh, okay. I stand corrected. You got too many backup plans.
Yeah, basically.
But hey, buddy. I just took my backup plan. I got a dozen more. You want one of them?
I gave them two.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I got a cold beer in my fridge. Just kidding. We're not allowed to have alcohol in the trucks, even if we're not driving.
Yay.
I got a nice code Gatorade.
Ew.
Your favorite.
You know what? I'm swearing off of Sonic. At least their drinks. Joe took me to Sonic a couple of nights in a row. And we got the all-natural lemonade, whatever. Well, there's something not natural about it. But it was causing me severe kidney pain.
Yep.
So, no more of that. I don't know. Then I got to talk to Eric over at Simple Simons and ask him, hey, is there any high fructose corn syrup in that cinnamon pizza that you make? Because they are very tasty, but I suspect there is.
Probably.
You know? Be like, well, okay, I can't eat those anymore. Please don't tell me there's high fructose corn syrup in your sauce.
Oh, there is.
Probably.
There's high fructose corn syrup in everything.
In a lot of things, there are. It actually surprises me the things that don't have it.
Right.
You know? So, you know. What was it I was eating last night? Oh, the mayonnaise had soybean oil instead of canola oil. And it was very specific about it. So, granted,
soy.
Say what?
Soy.
Yeah, well, you know, soy is good, but GMO soy isn't. You know? That's 80% of the soy, GMO.
We have to have soy, GMO soy, so that we can support our neighbor.
Right, yeah.
Support our community.
You know, a one-year subscription of Acres is only $29. And I bet you we could get a subscription without a name on it. All we need to do is have his address.
Oh, well, we can just ask pretty easy. Just do a drive-by. And I got his name.
Yeah, just, you know. Well, you don't have to do it in his name. Matter of fact, you make it obvious that, you know, from Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Anonymous. Yeah, from Anonymous.
Anonymous.
From an anonymous friend. You know? And so
anonymous.
You get the Year of Acres, and it talks about all sorts of stuff. And quite frankly, I don't think it'd take them too long to figure out, you know, where it came from. You know, so he might come over and start asking questions. Like, do you do any of this stuff? And it's like, well, because, you know, like this month it puts on its front cover Korean natural farming. And then it didn't actually have an article on Korean natural farming. It had an article on one of the techniques used in Korean natural farming, which was you cultivate the
GMO.
IMO, actually. You cultivate the trying to think
GMO.
Of the proper word.
GMO.
Indigenous microorganisms. All right? And you go out in the woods and you cultivate those. And
so
it's
IMO.
So it's IMO. And you cultivate that stuff and you make an inoculant for your fields. And you know, it's like a four-stage procedure, but, you know, you start out with a small amount, and you use that to make a larger amount and a larger amount. And, well, I know what I'm going to do with the two oak trees that I'm camped under. I'm going to clear out all the trees underneath them, and the one to my east, the one to the east of my camper, I'll probably leave the other one alone because I kind of like the barrier it provides. But the other one, I'm going to clear it out a lot like we did the farm tree, only I'm going to be less selective. I'm going to remove much more trees and just have the main tree. I'm going to use that for the for making these IMO cultures and use that to inoculate our fields. And, you know, they say you can use it for a foliar spray on your plants, you know.
Can we use an MMO?
A what?
An MMO.
No, I think that'd trample the crops.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, all those D&D players running around, stomping their feet on everything, acting out everything from their game. Yeah, it. Maybe we kept it just up front. We could use an MMO.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll need lots of tables, though. Lots and lots of tables.
No Pokemons in the field.
We'll sell them lots of dice.
And rice.
Well, yeah. Yep, and we'll have to set up those illegal outhouses along the top of our property.
Illegal outhouses.
Yeah, you're going to have to refinance so that it won't be that case anymore.
Oh, yeah. The 3-year mark is approaching.
Woohoo.
That, and I'm about done paying child support. So once I'm done with that, the banks will say, "Hi, how are you?" Right now they say, "Whoa, shit, get away."
Whoa, shit, get away. That's funny.
Well, yeah, because the new law or the new legal, basically says that child support has the right to put a lien against anything you own or are purchasing to own.
Yep.
So nobody will touch you because
they'd get payment first.
Well, anything that has a title to it, you can't purchase, you can't buy, because nobody will, unless you pay cash.
Well, that reminds me, I got some more notes to take into consideration. Need to look up this lady, Jackie Figg. I don't know if I sent you a link to her or not.
Mm-hmm.
But she slipped her, a slip of the tongue. She said a certificate of title, but she meant, she corrected herself. She said certificate of absolute ownership. She makes these things up herself, basically. Some of the things she does, she's out in California. So when they pull you over and they think there's something wrong, they impound your vehicle. All right? So she goes in and she repossesses her vehicle.
Oh, that's that girl you was talking about.
Yeah. And she goes in. Let's see. What does she do? Do, do, do. Oh, yeah. If they do pull you into court, she demands to see the verified complaint. They can never present one because, traffic stop. You run a stop sign, they give you a ticket. To have a verified complaint, you have to have somebody who is harmed.
All right.
Okay.
Basically, sovereign has to complain.
Well, or slave, doesn't matter. Somebody has to complain.
Nobody
was hurt. Nobody will survive the complaint.
So whenever I'm parked in a area in my bobtail, and they say, "Well, somebody complained," and so we got to move your truck. To show me the certificate of the verified complaint.
Show me the verified complaint. Who swore out a statement that they were harmed?
Yeah.
Granted, at that point, the owner of the business might do that.
No, I'm talking about... like, for example, I was parked in Prepper's driveway when I was working on Prepper's house up in Chicago.
Right.
And the popos came by and told me I had to move my truck because somebody complained about my truck being in the community.
Right.
Well, the owner of the property in which I was parked on did not complain.
Nope. Yep.
But nonetheless, I could have said... Of course, she would have told me not to argue with them. But I think I was actually on the phone with her when it showed up. But I could have said, "Show me the verified complaint." And then they would have had to go to the person that complained and get a verified complaint.
Do-do-do.
But then I moved it to the commercial area where he said I was allowed to move it to, which is down the street. But then the owner of that establishment complained, but they complained to my face. And I was like, "Hey, I'm not trying to cause any trouble. I was parked in a driveway where I had permission to park, but the cops ran me off and told me to park down here. Why don't you park here?" Hey, I'm just explaining. Don't worry, I'm leaving.
I guess I didn't take notes on that part. There is two things that she needed Basically, she came in to repossess the vehicle that... All right, technically, she didn't own the vehicle. It belonged to a trust. Okay?
All right.
But that trust was able to repossess the vehicle immediately. And she had to pay the...
The impound.
Yeah, she had to pay the impound fees in order to do this. Now, there's a way that she could do it where she wouldn't have to pay the impound fees, but it means that her vehicle would be out of her reach for a while. All right? She could basically go there immediately and get her vehicle the very same day out of impound. Okay?
Pay the fee.
And one of the things that the impound office would want is hold harmless statement. And there was something else they asked for, all right? But basically, they did not need a release from the police, all right? Basically, what they needed is that hold harmless so that they wouldn't be sued because the police had them impound the vehicle, which is probably the way you get the vehicle out for free, is you do hold them harm. You hold them in harm.
I hold you in contempt.
Yeah. It's like, well, you know, you assisted, you aided and abetted in the theft of my vehicle. So, you know, I do hold you harm.
Right.
And I'm charging you rent for my vehicle at the rate of $1,000 per day.
$1,000 a day.
How much are you charging for impound fees? Oh, $100 a day? Well, you're losing 10 times that every day you hold my vehicle.
Take that, you dirty rat.
They did that to my wife's car. My wife, for whatever reason... She got pulled over, her driver's license was expired, so they impounded the vehicle on the spot, and after all the processing was done, it took 30 days before they released the vehicle to her. At $100 a day, that came out to $3,000.
Oh, yeah.
She went out and bought another vehicle.
Oh, yeah. Like, screw it, you can have it.
You know. Yeah, I couldn't even negotiate them down.
Are you ready for the disclaimer?
Didn't hear that.
Hang on. What the heck?
And slash for entertainment purposes only. Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and slash for entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical de facto government, medical establishment, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedom, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicine. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and/or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and/or other animals. We are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, quarantine necessarily for you. Please tell your human about this.
All right, David. This podcast is not for me. I must tell you.
Well, go tell your human.
You are my human.
Okay. You mean I'm the master and you're the slave?
I'm the manimal.
You're the manimal and I'm the master?
I guess. I wish I was a manimal. I'm tired of being a human.
All right.
And we're not endowed by our, holy cow, by our creator. We're endowed by our recreator.
with certain privileges that can be taken away at any given time.
Holy cow. This guy's going to hit something.
Okie dokie. Well, before my phone dies, should we do the Ron Paul thing?
Sure.
I'm sure he'll give us another direction of conversation.
Direction.
Otherwise, I'll just keep on talking about this, the notes I took on this lady.
Direction of reflection.
September 18th. Last week, Senator Rand Paul reminded Congress that in matters of war, they have the authority and the responsibility to speak for the American people. Most senators were not too happy about the reminder, which came in the form of a forced vote on whether to allow a vote on his amendment to repeal the Afghanistan and Iraq war resolutions of 2001 and 2002. It wasn't easy. Senator Paul had to jump through hoops just to get a vote on whether to have a vote. That's how bad it is in Congress. Not only does Congress refuse to rein in presidency, treat constitutional constraints of their war authority as mere suggestions rather than as the law of the land, Congress doesn't even want to be reminded that they alone have war authority. Congress doesn't even want to vote on whether to vote on war. In the end, Senator Paul did not back down and he got his vote. Frankly, I was more than a little surprised that nearly 40% of the Senate voted with Rand to allow a vote on repealing authority for the two longest wars in history. I expected less than a dozen no votes on tabling the amendment and was very pleasantly surprised at the outcome. Last week, Rand said, I don't think anyone with an ounce of intellectual honesty believes that these authorizations from 16 years ago 14 years ago authorized war in 7 different countries. Are more senators starting to see the wars this way? We can only hope so, as polls continue to demonstrate the American people have shown that they're sick and tired of intervention foreign policy, which burns through trillions of dollars while making the world a more dangerous place rather than a safer place. Some might argue that losing the vote was a defeat. I would disagree. For the first time in years, we saw a U.S. senator on the Senate floor debating whether the president should have authority to take the U.S. war anytime he pleases. Even with just a small number of votes, I thought we might have gotten on the matter that alone would have been a great victory. But getting almost 40% of the Senate vote our way, I call that a very good start. The first step toward rebalancing the separation of powers is for Congress to reassert its authority and responsibility for declaring war. To this point, Congress has preferred to transfer its war responsibilities to the president. The second step, once Congress understands its obligations, is to convince our representatives that war was not designed to be the first choice in foreign policy, but rather to be the last resort when we are under attack or when a direct attack is imminent. Just because Congress decides to approve the use of force does not mean that the war is just, justified, or wise. Congress is just as susceptible to war propaganda as the rest of America, and unfortunately, it is dominated by the false opinion that if you are not enthusiastic about U.S. military solutions to disputes overseas, then you are not being tough enough. In fact, it takes far more strength to exercise restraint in the face of the constant war propaganda and disinformation coming from the media and the neocons. We have achieved a small victory last week, thanks to Senator Paul, but we still have a lot of work to do. We must keep the pressure on and convert more to the cause of peace and prosperity. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414 every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website at www.ronpaulinstitute.org and on my Facebook page.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat the announcement, press 1.
All righty. So, yeah. Hello? Yeah. So, using old laws to do bad crap. Here's one for you, folks. Break out your paper money and see what the newest year is you can find on your bills. And then ask yourself why you don't see any bills with 2017 or 2016 on them.
Yeah, that is strange.
Yeah. Well,
we know why.
We suspect we know why, but
we know why.
Yeah. So basically, they're doing wars in the name of a rule that was passed back when it was inconvenient to make the president ask Congress every time.
Yeah, basically. Only Congress can make law. Only Congress can declare war, according to the Constitution.
Constitution, that's an old document. Just throw it out.
Throw it out. We don't need it. It's expired.
It's expired. It's old.
And actually, it is expired once we signed the North American Union Agreement. It pretty much nullified the Constitution from what I understand.
Yeah, there's all sorts of other theories and stuff, too. So.
Going through all my photos at
ISD. Sorry, I didn't hear that. My ear got itchy.
I'm going through my photos at high speed, and the ones that I did with this face changer thing where it puts different masks and changes the way you look.
Oh, yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah, but if you go through all of them at high speed. It looks kind of cool and retarded at the same time, but it's cool.
Okay.
Oh, my.
I did Interstellar's cat, and
now there's one to do. You have the one where you got the two faces on the screen, and it'll kind of switch the features of the two faces. So you become like the other person in your picture, and the other person becomes like you. Do that with a cat in the picture with somebody.
Well, here's the picture with the cat with his mouth open. It was meowing. And the
yeah.
next picture was the cat with his mouth closed.
Yeah.
And the head didn't move at all. So the ears and the mouth moves, and that's it. Well, the eyes squint a little bit. So if I go back and forth between them, it's kind of cool.
You got yourself a talking cat.
There's another one, too, where his head moves a little bit where it's meowing. I got to play with the cat.
Right.
Yeah. The people there take care of it. When you go up, it wants to play and it attacks you. Like, no attack, play. I mean, no play. Pet only.
I think one of our kittens is blind.
If it's dumb and dumber, it'll fit in great with the farm. Why do you think it's blind?
Well, for one, it has absolutely no fear of heights. It'll go running at full tilt till it flies off of whatever it's on.
Oh, I don't mean that.
Yeah. So.
It already like.
It doesn't know where its mama is until it can smell her. Then it homes in on her. And it spends most of the time going, meow, 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 meow. Looking for another cat to follow. And so like when I'm working, if I'm making loud noises, it'll travel long ways to go to where the noise is. It clues in on the sound. So, as a matter of fact, I'm surprised it hasn't chased me down right now because, you know, we're talking. I'm on the phone. So I'm surprised I don't have it right underneath the truck right now going meow, 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 meow. Anyway.
Anyways, I got a large cup of peppervine berries for you.
Yeah, we'll have to plant those all over the place. Hopefully the state of Missouri doesn't come after us for spreading a noxious weed.
We'll plant it on PNS.
Well, yep. Yep, yep.
I figure the chickens will like it.
Probably. And make us some really spicy chicken meat when we go to butcher them.
There you go. Be like, hey, get your spicy chicken wings.
Our chickens are naturally spicy with their dark purple meat.
Right. We harvest our chicken in the fall after they eat. The pepper of vine.
Well, yeah, I plan on crossing silkies with Eric Honest.
My Americana don't want none unless you've got buns, hon.
Anyway. Yeah, the Silkies, they have... they have purple meat.
That reminds me of a joke.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway.
I don't know this. I don't remember the beginning of the story, but I guess this woman's like, you know, she's an older woman and she's like an escort or something, and this guy knocks on the door. I guess he's doing a fundraiser or something. And the other lady answers to them, go, whatever her name is, blah, 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 there's a guy here to see you. She goes, send him up. And she goes, he's got a purple heart on. I don't care what color it is. Send him up. Purple heart on. He's got a purple heart on. I don't care what color it is. Send him up.
Okay.
It's a bad joke. I'll have to get the rest of it. But
Yeah. Somebody's got to have a bad joke index.
I have a bad joke index.
Somebody's got to have a bad joke index. You can search on Google.
Bad joke index. Screw Google. Google sucks.
So what are you going to use, Bing or Yahoo?
Yes, Yahoo is getting my business now.
Try Dogpile.
I will. I'll try anything but Snoogle. Poopoogle. Poopoogle. Yeah. I'm not a happy camper with them. Right now, I'm backing up all of my files from my phone. I have too much crap on my phone. It's slowing.
Alrighty.
Even though it's all on my SD card, it's still slowing my phone down. It's just too much. Can't think.
Well. I've been up a long time today.
Me too.
Yep. I'm going to call it a day.
So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, good night.
Good night, folks.
That concludes the DD&D podcast, Minted Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about rainbow poo.
Oh, Skittles.
Where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Right. And so if somebody wanted to call in, how would they find out how to do that?
Go to dungeonsandragons.com, the phone number, and it's at the very top, right below the web address.
All right, let me repeat that because you came in very faint. So you go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
And if they went to someplace like DavidDavidAndDavid.com, would they get redirected to that site?
Oh, they go to DavidAndDavid.com then to one of the drop-down menus, and it's under one of the drop-down menus under podcast. They go to the podcast page, and then they can click on the link taking them to Demented Dungeons.
There we go. Okay.
But you can also just, if you don't know how to spell Demented Dungeons and Dragons, and you don't want to Yahoo it and let Yahoo correct your spelling, go to ddd-podcast.com.
DDD-podcast.com?
Yep, DD&D podcast.
But there's no N.
correct.
DDD-podcast. Very good.
.com.
Right, because some people might have trouble with that demented part.
And I couldn't spell it for the longest time, so I would just type in DDD-podcast and took me straight there.
Yeah. Then there's dungeon. Oh, my. How do you spell dungeon?
I forgot. It's like D-O...
Is that public school education that everybody got?
Yeah, I should know how to spell dungeon though, because that's where I tie up all my women.
Yeah. We don't want to hear about your S&M.
My dungeon. I tie them up in my dungeon.
Well, my friend Craig keeps his girls chained up and hanging in his garage.
Oh, yeah.
Granted, his girls have two wheels and commonly called motorcycles, but...
commonly called.
He has embarrassed me more than once mentioning that in public.
Right now, my girlfriend's in a bag, in a body bag.
Yeah. Folded up nicely and stuck in a box.
Yeah. Not really a body bag. It's smaller than a body bag, but I guess you can call it a body bag for a blow-up doll.
Yeah.
That's my girlfriend right now. I need to go find a real girlfriend.
My girlfriend's non-existent.
Yeah, I don't want like a long-term girlfriend anymore. I'm done with all that crap. All they do is use you and then cheat on you. So fuck it. I'm just going to get a temporary girlfriend.
Temporary girlfriends.
Temporary. Okay.
Yeah, I can't go for that, which is why I'm single.
Friends with benefits, that's what I need.
Yep. That's why I'd be single.
Yep, because women just use you and then something better comes along.
Yep, I'm looking for one that's faithful and, you know, wants a faithful man.
She doesn't exist.
Yeah. I've run across a few think they are, but, you know, after a while, they kind of, it becomes clear. They, what they really want is Uncle Sam. They want Uncle Sam to be their husband.
Yeah. Good women are few and far between, and I mean very few and very far.
Yep.
I don't think I found any. If I did, it was maybe one or two. A lifetime. Yeah.
Well, this is an awful far rabbit hole that we've gone from saying goodnight. So, goodnight, folks.
So long, farewell. I'll be here saying
goodnight. Yeah. Go to that DDD-podcast.com and or DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com and call in next week. We'd love to hear from you. All right.
Yeah.
Night.
Nanny. Trying to figure out how to go to the screen so I can hang up here.